Subscribe to a Tim, and we'll give you a Sid absolutely free. Tim and Sid podcasts available at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher.
Coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2019 Subaru WRX and WRX STI, the atypical sports car Subaru Confidence in Motion, by the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance, and by Continental Tire for what you do. Here comes another Subaru Canada offering of your National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lorraine Postma, our Supreme Commander and Raceline Master Control. Andrew Holland at the network buttons this week. IndyCar record-breaking team owner Roger Penske on what could be his best season in this sport yet. NASCAR Charlotte playoff winner Chase Elliott has a unique take on road courses. Plus more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. In the race wrap news, Kyle Larson is the Dover dude. Well, IndyCar tests the new aero screen. So for race fans everywhere, powerful sport, powerful radio, 27 years on the air across Canada. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Simon Pagenaud, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Thomas, Raceline, Raceline Radio Network, latest news and opinion on the Raceline race wrap. NASCAR Cup in the first race in their playoff round of a dozen, round of 12 on the concrete mile, Dover, Delaware. Yeah, a bit of a snoozer, not a lot of passing in this, but his timing was perfect, wasn't it? Picked a great time to snap a 75-race losing streak. What? Ganassi Racing's Kyle Larson automatically advancing to the round of eight, with his first win since September of 2017 at Richmond. Martin Truex Jr. wound up second at Dover. Alex Bowman third. Playoff frontrunners had lots of issues in this. Clint Bowyer was 10th. Keselowski 11th. William Byron 13th. Logano 34th. With a busted axle, Ryan Blaney 35th, bad brakes, no brakes really, and Charlotte winner Chase Elliott, big problems, finished tail, dead last, 38th, with motor issues just eight laps in. So the bottom four right now, with still two races to go in this round of 12, Logano, Bowyer, Elliott, and Blaney. Cup clippings, 2020 rules just released, a few changes to limit equipment and expenses, and that's obvious. Each car will be allowed up to 12 certified active chassis. Only allowed 150 hours of wind tunnel testing per season. That's to save money. A reduction in team personnel per weekend, and that's money saving too. That's your engineers, mechanics, crew and car chiefs, spotters, etc. From 12 down to 10, teams must run a minimum of 8 races for each of their long block sealed engines and short block sealed engines. And that short block sealed engines, that's up from 3 races. A long block, by the way, in case you didn't know, is a complete motor ready to race. A short block requires some team assembly where the teams have to bolt on the parts to finish the motors. Now, you know, coming up in our first guest segment, Charlotte Roval winner Chase Elliott and his perspective on road course attack and road course tactics, kind of rare for an athlete that makes most of his living on ovals. NASCAR Xfinity at Dover, Cole Custer collects checkers there. Trucks and Canada's Stewart Friesen off until October 12th at Talladega. NASCAR Canada season all done. Former Raceline Radio guest Andrew Ranger of Roxton Pond, Quebec, claiming his third career series title. Our good buddy Todd Lewis pointing out his 4 wins this year and consistent finishes to rank number 1 once again.
Yeah, exactly. I say we have amazing season. 4 win on the oval. It's fantastic. Amazing. I'm so happy. Thank you very much.
Yes, we thank Joel Robinson and JRA Video Fuel Media Lab for loaning us Rangers clip. General Tire, a brand of Continental, is the official race tire of the NASCAR Canada Series. Formula 1, a week off for the Japanese Grand Prix. The cost of racing in F1 always considered astronomical. And you know why? Because it is. Mercedes earning and spending just about the same amount of money last year as it did the year before. As we get a little bit of a peek at their books, Merck's income from purse, if you want to call it that, sponsorship and parent company, Daimler AG totaled £338 million last year, just shy of $415 million U.S. Wow, Mercedes spent £311 million, or $382 million U.S., to field cars for Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas. You know what we mean by astronomical, right? That calculates to an after-tax profit of about £13.3 million, or $16 million U.S., and we don't even know how teams are going to tackle the spending cap that's coming in 2021, which will force the big three, Mercedes, Ferrari, and Red Bull, to trim spending and, inevitably, staff. IndyCar, yep. It is weird looking, but we need it for safety. And as Marco Andretti so emphatically tweeted, it's not your heads heading for the fence. And he's 100% right. IndyCar's first on-track test of the new cockpit surrounding aero screen at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway will power Scott Dixon conducting. It goes on all of the cars next season to provide more head and helmet protection, sparked, of course, by the loss of Justin Wilson at Pocono in 2015. They're testing all the obvious stuff: visibility, buffeting, chassis handling with the added weight, cockpit temperatures, helmet lift, among others. But Scott Dixon, all thumbs up, saying, we could go racing with this thing right now. No major issues at all. One big positive that Dix pointed out, with the screen rechanneling the wind, if you will, he could really hear his radio a lot better, and that's another safety innovation. More tests are scheduled to include Canada's own James Hinchcliffe. Coming up on our second guest segment, 16-time IndyCar Series champion, team owner Roger Penske, a New Garden's title and success in just about every corner of his high-velocity empire. Continental Tire Sports Car Report brought to you by Continental Tire for what you do. Back just in time for the Petit Le Mans IMSA season capper, the white, green, and orange Juncos Racing Cadillac, this after their devastating crash in July's Sports Car Grand Prix at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with Victor Franzoni at the wheel. The lineup has added Spencer Pigot. He won the Indy Pro 1000 Pro 2000 Series and Indy Lights titles with Juncos Racing. Also ran the 2017 Indianapolis 500 with the team. He was on the podium for the Petit Le Mans last year. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. World Rally Championship Rally Great Britain Oulton Park Circuit, Chester, Wales. 5 wins over the last 7 rounds, topping off with maximum bonus points in the final Wolf Power Stage. So, Ottanik will secure the 2019 WRC crown if he wins the second last round in Spain later this month. His 10.9-second win over Thierry Neuville weren't easy. Muddy 4 stages, rain and fog meant the Toyota Yaris driver had to fight for each and every second to pull down the victory. Bikes, World MotoGP, the Thailand Grand Prix. Spain's Marc Marquez overhauled Fabio Quartararo in another final lap battle to win it and clinch his 8th world title overall. The Repsol Honda rider stalked the rookie for the entire race before making his move on the last lap to grab it. Marquez collects the 2019 crown with 4 races to go, as now just 2 Premier Class titles short of Giacomo Agostini and 1 short of Valentino Rossi for the World Moto GP career title total. Faces in the pits, the dirt modified throng on the Southern Ontario, Quebec, and Western New York edges of our network, aiming now at Super Dirt Week 48 at Oswego, New York, October 9th through the 13th on the clay covered asphalt oval. Did you know there's close to $400,000 in total purse up for grabs? Pretty good. 7 elite drivers have locked in their qualification for the 200-lap finale. 8-time champ Matt Shepard, Super Matt, is still the big gun in this, driving Canadian Bicknell equipment. He's a 3-time big block feature winner here. Shepard is the only driver to win Sportsman, 358 modifieds, and big block features during Super Dirt Week. Canadians to watch, of course, include Niagara-on-the-Lake's Stuart Friesen, also in Bicknell Pipes now, who also does, of course, dirt modifieds and sprints when not wheeling his NASCAR truck in the playoffs. The other one to watch is Matt Williamson from St. Catharines. In BRP equipment, of course, is another Canadian shoe to watch out for Super Dirt Week. And after 46 years of dedicated service to the National Hot Rod Association and the sport of drag racing, Dallas Gardner, chairman of the board, has retired, handing over the reins now to CEO Peter Clifford. And that's it for this week on The Race Wrap. Your questions, opinions, comments, and headlines and stories of the news openly encouraged. Share thoughts with your fellow fans across the land. and can win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. We play the contest after a while, so stay where you're at. All right, Lorraine, let's work in a pit stop right here, please. But up next, NASCAR Charlotte Roval winner Chase Elliott. Then later, now 16-time IndyCar Series champ team owner, the captain, Roger Penske. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Arrange a performance drive this week at your local Subaru dealer anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Will Power, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, the Raceline Radio Network. His dad was a NASCAR master. Million Dollar Bill, as he was known, Bill Elliott excelled in the 80s and 90s, winning the Winston Cup, as it was called, in 88, with a pair of Daytona 500 wins for a total career of 44 wins. But his first career victory happened to be on a road course. It's true, Riverside back in 83, and he scored plenty of top three finishes, turning left and right over his career. Son Chase Elliott just added a win on the Roval at Charlotte to an earlier victory at Watkins Glen, so the road course thing seems to run in the family. In the Charlotte Media Center, some questions about his playoff win and his philosophy on road course warfare with Chase Elliott on Raceline Radio.
Chris Weaver with Fox 8 WGHP in High Point. Chase, when you hit the barrier in turn one, after that, when did you know it was going to be okay and you might have a chance still?
I could see, they were showing it up on the big screen. I could see the big screen down the back, and I was looking at it, and I was like, well, the hood's not that bad, but I thought the splitter was knocked up, and I felt like if that was going to be the case, then we were probably done from there, and obviously just a really stupid mistake. I mean, I'm not sure that you could do something more stupid than that. So if there ever is a notebook of things not to do, that should be number one in that book.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Chase, you've won races at each of the next three tracks in the round of 12. Do you anticipate a win coming in the next 3 weeks?
I hope so. Nice to have an extra 6 points going into the next round for sure. You can definitely take those 6 points with you as long as you're alive in this playoff system, and hopefully we don't need them, but we got them, and hopefully it's good either way, so we have them.
Hey, Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. Your celebration is obviously in like the Hall of Fame of celebrations. At what point did it occur to you, like, I'm going to just drive it back down there and stuff it in there and do a burnout?
I was coming back on the front stretch and I saw that dang thing, and I was like, well, I couldn't pass this opportunity up to go down here and redeem myself a little bit in turn one. So, I was pretty excited about that one. I'm typically not very quick-witted, but I was really, really proud of that. I was pretty fired up, and, definitely, it should have never been special in the first place, but since I went out of my way to make it special today, I felt like I had to go back and see it one more time. Well, I think we're a stronger team now than we've ever been. I honestly feel like we're really close to being able to assert ourselves amongst those top teams. I feel like we have that in us. I think that we definitely have work to do. You can't go and run as bad as we did last weekend and then come here and win. You've got to be able to have a little more consistency than that. So we definitely have our work cut out for us in trying to get better. But I think we are the type of team, and we have a good enough group of guys that we can run with those guys, or really whoever, I think, whenever we're at our best.
Adam Fenwick from Speed Sport. Chase, it was a good weekend for the entire Elliott family. Your dad got to visit Victory Lane yesterday at Road Atlanta, and then you win today. I can't imagine that's something you expected would happen over the course of your career. You win in the same weekend as your dad. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, it's cool. They've been driving vintage cars at Road Atlanta this weekend. I wanted to go over there and see it. I've never made a lap at Road Atlanta, so it looks like a really cool place. But yeah, definitely neat. Not something you would necessarily think would happen, or that's kind of a tough thing to do for sure. But definitely pretty cool, and hopefully we can, share some more weekends like that moving on.
Yeah, Barry Richmond, WAKG, Piedmont Broadcasting Corporation. You've demonstrated your abilities at just about every venue you've been, but it seems like the road course seems to suit your style very well. Does a road course typically challenge a driver more, or is a road course just a road course, or oval is an oval?
It's tough. I mean, they're very different. I feel like your approach and how you drive the cars are very different. But I feel like you have to be able to be good at all of them. You know, there's really just not an area I don't think that you can be bad at nowadays and expect to compete with the guys who win championships in this deal. So, we put as much emphasis on the road courses just as we do the other races. And sometimes they have gone well and sometimes they haven't. You know, we've had our struggles at Sonoma and Watkins Glen, really, for that matter, and had our struggles here on Friday. So, I mean, it's not just a guarantee you're going to run good. You know, it's definitely a challenge, and it can be a challenge for whoever.
Mike Neff from FrontStretch.com and Race Brotherhood Foundation. But most of the time on road courses, passing is done under braking, and you outbrake a guy and beat him in. We didn't get to see all of your overtakes today, but it seemed like most of them were actually on acceleration and coming off of corners faster. Is that just the nature of this course, or was it the way your car was running?
And I think here a braking zone would be a great place to pass. The problem with here is if you blow the backstretch, you could potentially have ruined your day. So the risk versus reward there doesn't make a lot of sense. Other places, you know, Watkins Glen, you outbreak somebody into turn one. Well, if you blow it, you just run wide, you know. So I think you have to think about that. And I think that was probably a big reason why guys weren't just, you know, chomping at the bit to pull out a line down the back, because we didn't know if we were going to make it by ourselves a lot of times, much less, you know, two people.
Yeah, it was last week, I know that, but I wanted to air this because I wanted you to hear what a firm grasp he has on road course racing, and that is rare for a full-time NASCAR, mostly oval athlete. Courtesy of NASCAR Media, Chase Elliott on Raceline Radio. However, back to earth this week, engine issues parking him just 8 laps in at Dover, lingering around the bottom 4 in the points. Okay, Lorraine, let's do the pit stop. Up next, the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest and brand new qualifying questions, so stay with us. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul Tracy. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, yes, indeed, the Raceline Radio Network. I'm Eric Thomas. Have a look at my Thomas Tales columns at Inside Track Motorsport News Magazine. New issue out now. It'll be in the next issue, I'm told, and on the web at sportsnet.ca. Away we fly once again with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Another grand prize pack to win. If you qualify by answering the Subaru trivia questions correctly in your emailed comments, if you do that, the entry goes into the break drum with the winner drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season, with the last race in F1 in the first week of December, don't you know. Before we get into that, though, I do want to mention this because it's so cool when you have the right tools. I just, Miss Janice got me a brand new pair of headphones, AKG K240 Mark IIs. Lovely, lovely, lovely. They're my own, and I can hear everything fine now, and that's good, because I just wanted to mention that little behind the scenes stuff. All right, enough of that nonsense. First of all, the answer to the last qualifying trivia question. This question was this one here: 2019 Subaru BRZ. I needed you to tell me what the initials BRZ or Z stand for, right? Well, B is for boxer engine, the power plant in this thing. R for rear-wheel drive. It is a rear-wheel drive coupe and the only two-wheel drive car that Subaru makes. And Z is for zenith, the point at which something is the most successful. So that's what BRZ or Z stands for. If you didn't know before, now you do. But thanks to all who entered with it and nailed it. So we do need a brand-new qualifying question, and here she be. Here we go. The optional performance package for the 2020 Subaru WRX includes a braking system upgrade. I need you to describe the upgrade, okay? I'll ask it again. The optional performance package for the 2020 Subaru WRX includes a braking system upgrade. What is that upgrade? Describe it for me if you can. Okay. Use Eric at RaceLineRadio.ca to connect and enter the trivia contest to win the prize pack. That's Eric at RaceLineRadio.ca, capital E-R-I-K, at Raceline Radio, one big word, don't put a gap in there, it'll bounce, .ca. Eric at RacelineRadio.ca. Let's go down to the mailbag and see who we have here. We'll start it off with Diego Romero, who listens in Toronto on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sunday mornings at 7 for the repeat, and the new show Sunday nights at 11 o'clock. Hi, Eric. I'm Diego from Toronto, Subaru BRZ. This is postmarked okay, postmarked before I gave you the answer, so this is legitimate. And he goes into the break drum. He says BRZ stands for Boxer Rear Wheel Drive Zenith. Correctamundo. Thanks for your time, Diego. No, thank you for taking the time to listen and taking the time to enter the contest. Our good friend, the Merrittville Maniac, yes, News Talk 610 CKTV St. Catharines, where she listens loyally. The replay Saturday afternoons at 4, and the show, the new show live Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on 610 CKTV. I've been seeing a driver's name coming up from time to time recently, Eric and Joe Nemechek. Is he trying to come back to NASCAR, just trying to keep his hand in case there are teams who might need an experienced driver to fill in? I assume that this is the real Joe Nemechek from not long ago and not an imposter. Just curious. My question, your answer to the trivia question is the initials BRZ stand for Boxer Rear Wheel Drive Zenith. And she's right again, as you know. This is postmarked okay as well. See you in the winner's circle, Wendy Hollis, our lovable Merrittville Maniac. Well, Joe Nemechek, front row Joe, formerly full-time in NASCAR Cup, or what was known as Cup back then, or even before that, Winston Cup and a few others as well, Nextel and a few things. Front row Joe, as he was known, because at the peak of his career, he had a penchant for qualifying on the pole or the front row. He's now 56 years old, currently competes part-time in NASCAR Cup, driving number 27 for Premier Motorsports Xfinity Series for MBM Motorsports, and the number 17 Chevy Camaro for Rick Ware Racing in conjunction with Mike Harmon Racing, and part-time as well in the Gander NASCAR Truck Series, driving the number 87 for Nemco Motorsports as part of the team that he owns. He won the 1992 NASCAR Busch Series Championship. Of course, his son, John Hunter Nemechek, is a runner in the Xfinity Series. I wanted to mention this because Norris McDonald treated this. So sorry to hear the passing of Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer Norm McElrath in his 92nd year on Earth, Oswego Supermodified legend, and of course, dad to Andy McElrath, Can-Am Midget legend. Did a lot of TV with these guys on Raceline Motorsport Television years ago on TSN. To Margaret, Andy, and the family, deepest condolences to the McElraths. Godspeed, Norm McElrath, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009. And what a great guy he was. Great super modified driver at Oswego. And of course, Andy McElrath and the boys and the family involved in the sport. And our deepest condolences to the McElrath family. So there you are. Let's have your entries or comments. Use Eric at RacelineRadio.ca to connect. Here's the brand new question. Subscribe the new braking upgrade on the 2020 Subaru WRX. Let's crack off another pit stop right here, Lorraine. Then sound for the man they call the captain in the IndyCar series, Roger Penske. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru for the ultimate in performance handling. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe this week anywhere along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Emerson Fittipaldi. Raceline Radio returns in a moment.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Yes, Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, our 27th consecutive season on the air across Canada. We are the Raceline Radio Network. He's one of the most successful racing team owners of all time, with last week's guest, Joseph Newgarden's second title. That makes 16 IndyCar Series championships, underlined with 18 wins of the biggest race in the gig, the Indianapolis 500. Take into account his NASCAR guys, race wins, and impact at IMSA sports car racing, and 2019 just might be the most successful season this man's ever had. After the Newgarden championship clinching win at Laguna Seca, from the media center, re-asking questions for the man they call the captain, Roger Penske, back with us on Raceline Radio. Roger, just so very impressive. You go 1-2 in the championship in IndyCar this year with Joseph Newgarden and Simon Pagenaud. Just another year where your people put it all together.
Well, when you think about as long as we've been in this sport and to continue to have a team of people who can execute as they have, not just this year, but, you know, the past several years.
And, yeah.
You know, it's the continuity of our team and the people makes the difference. I think when we go to Indy, we have almost 700 years of experience, you know, around these cars, which makes a huge difference. And interesting, when you go in our race shop, we have a big sign that shows how many people over 20 years, how many people over 10 years. That's almost 40% of our company when you take all of the series we race in. So Joseph, a great champion. You can see it in his eyes. You can see it the first time he won with us and with Will. And Simon just had an outstanding season when you think about three wins. And certainly the Indy 500 is the crown jewel that all of us want to have every year. But the season was great. The poles and the competition. You've got a lot of young drivers coming up. Rosenquist came in, you know, Colton Herta, outstanding.
Yep.
And then it's the Dixons and the rest of them that you have to race every single day. And, you know, Michael's got a great team. Chip does. And, you know, obviously the folks over at Arrow. And it's just on and on and on. I probably missed somebody. But the competition never been better. I think the teams, when you look at them top to bottom, it's competitive. I think the rules are in great shape. And it's affordable to go racing in IndyCar now, which I think is key. And if we keep the rules the way they are and we can get date equity, we need to come back to these tracks the same time every year. And that's going to grow this fan base. And I think the races are the right length.
Yep.
And I think we get a really key TV partner now with NBC showing us today, obviously on national television. It was a real superstar event for us and obviously, you know, for the whole series and the IndyCar family. An industry around the world that really looks at us every day. But I just have to say thanks to our people, Tim Cindric, you know, our sponsors, you know, Chevy, you know, great power, you know, for the whole season. And it's a real dogfight between Honda and Chevy. And, you know, nobody has much of a lead. And I think it's just, you know, how the chips fall each year. But, you know, overall, our sponsors and, you know, NTT, having them come back and take over from Verizon was a great job to go, you know, from one year to the next and have a key company was very important to the series. And, you know, I want to thank, you know, the whole Holman family and Mark Miles and Tony and their family for, you know, having the Indy 500. You see, that race has only gotten better. And I think that we can make it better every year. And that's where everybody wants to win. And certainly from my perspective, you know, we get ready at the beginning of the year, starting on Monday or Tuesday when our guys get back. We're starting to get ready for next year's Indy 500. We got three great champions that can race there. And to me, we'll see what happens next year. But I thank all the media, you know, for the continued support of the series and certainly of our team. And, you know, we're going to be here. We love to race. I think one of the last races I won was back, you know, in the 60s here, 63 or 4
right.
or 5 before I quit. So I raced here a lot of times with Gurney and Moss and many of the people that Jack Brabham, and you think about those races, it was the L.A. Times or San Francisco Examiner race in those days, and we raced at L.A. Times down at Riverside. So, you know, hadn't changed much. Same place, same coming up through Fort Ord. Nothing's changed. So just the people and the racers. So thanks for having this opportunity for me.
Roger Penske on Raceline Radio. And over those 16 championships, lots of machinery evolution, safety things being added on. You know, you had to adapt to different cars over that span of time, didn't you?
Well, I think that, you know, the cars are so much different than they were. What was it, 15 years ago? We were 2004.
I think so,
last
yeah.
Time
yeah.
So 15 years ago, I think cars have really changed. But Dallara has given us a great, reliable car. And you think about the chassis that we won Indy 500 this year was 3 years old. So that just shows you, you know, how good the pieces are in the parts. But I think that the engineering people, we didn't have the data that we have today. We know every inch of this racetrack we have on data so we can set the cars up in simulation. You know, we have that capability, and I think that's what we use. And, you know, the drivers, you know, go to the simulator. They actually race on this track for a half a day in the simulator, just like being on the track. So when they get here, they know almost everything to feel what the track feels like. Now, when we go back home, They'll go back in the simulator and run the track again to see, was it just exactly what I thought it was? So that's the kind of technology. And everybody gets a chance. Chevy and Honda, they all have simulators that the drivers can use.
Roger Penske with us on Raceline Radio, chalking up another championship, 16 and all in the IndyCar Series. Found it interesting that unlike his first title with you, Joseph seemed a little more nervous, maybe use the word uptight, about locking this one down.
Well, you know, listen, you have a 41-point lead. You got double points, which, you know, we never knew what's going on. I mean, I think I ran into John Barnes today, and I said, you know what it's like. You're leading on the last lap of the Indy 500, you get in the wall in the last corner. Well, yeah. Could have happened to us today, too. But fortunately, it worked out. But I think, you know, Joseph's a pro. He led out throughout this whole season, came off right away, you know, with victories. And I know he was on edge a little bit, but I know he's glad it's over.
Roger, you've been to this dance so many times. Was your stomach churning the last half of this clinching race?
My stomach churns all the time. So I'm used to it.
Yeah, I suppose you might be. Fair enough. Another IndyCar title, 18 Indy 500 wins. As of this year, Logano Keselowski in the thick of the NASCAR playoff. Montoya Castroneves in IMSA. Your guys lead supercars. I don't know, might this just be the best season you've ever had in terms of success, Roger?
Well, I think we got 35 or 36 wins so far this season, a bunch of poles across the different series. But, you know, we're in all of them. You know, we got to execute, you know, at Road Atlanta with the Acura team in IMSA. And McLaughlin has just had a super season when you think about winning 17 races, probably more than anyone's ever won for us in one season. I think Mark Donohue had the record before. But when you get into the Cup side, what do we got? 8 to go here. And, you know, we got 3 great drivers. And it's going to come down to the last 4 and maybe the last corner, what have you. But, you know, the good news is we're still in it. And, you know, our goal obviously is try to win all 4. But we understand it's a formidable challenge with the people that we're racing.
Little more, if I can, on the new Garden of Motion. It didn't hit him the first time like it did the second time. And that often happens with drivers. And, you mentioned, you know, talking about Keselowski and guys in your employ that have won more than one. Why do you think it seems to hit them more the second time around than it does the first time?
Well, I think, you know, when you're young, you just don't understand, you know, the elements and the pressure. And as you mature, you follow me, you start to understand the circumstances, you know, that you're in, the things that can go wrong. And I think that, you know, Joseph has understood that, a lot of pressure with his new sponsor, with Hitachi. So when you start putting that all together, and Brad knows that, Kyle Busch knows that, they all know that.
Sure.
You know, they give you that strong-looking face, but inside, I'm sure they're churning as we all were before the start of the race.
Pagenaud second in the IndyCar final points, a 1-2 with Joe that we talked about earlier. You know, there was some speculation that Simon's future with your team might be in question, Roger, but he was certainly there at Indianapolis, dominated all weekend in Toronto, close to the handle here, but a very good year for him.
Well, I think, you know, when he won the race in the rain, had the pole, you could see he was a different guy running in the 500, and to see him execute and then go to Toronto on one of the toughest courses that we race on, and to see him win there, look, he really, I think, made a statement to us, quite honestly, as a team, and certainly for himself, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And you could see him today. I mean, racing, I look at Dixon as the guy we got to beat every weekend, in and out, and racing him wheel to wheel. So he's really proved his mettle. And, you know, obviously, he'll be part of our team next year.
Before he retires, we have no doubt at all that he will be the most successful racing team owner of all time. Many consider him that already. The captain, the one, the only, Roger Penske on Raceline Radio. Okay, Lorraine, let's work in that final pit stop, and then we'll come on back and return for the last lap for next week's show description, among a few little other doodads here and there. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered with a heart-pounding WRX STI, 14-time Canadian Rally Manufacturer's Champion on the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alan Sir Jr. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Eric Thomas. It's Raceline Across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag means one more lap to go. So here's what we're planning to do for you for next week. Some sound with NASCAR Dover winner Kyle Larson as we wind our way through the round of 12 in their playoff. And always charting where the newest talent and stars of the future are going to come from. A few minutes with 2019 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year, Felix Rosenqvist. Plus even more of your entries and chances to win the grand prize pack in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Unanimous Raceline thanks going out to Roger Penske in IndyCar Media, Chase Elliott in NASCAR Media, Andrew Ranger, and Joel Robinson at JRA Video Fuel Media Lab. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lorraine Postma and Andrew Holland for production and operating excellence. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast of the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Subaru, confidence in motion. You can learn more at Subaru.ca. By the Subaru BRZ, the formula for performance. And by Continental Tire, for what you do. Talk to y'all again next week, and we'll do it right here on Raceline Radio.